I probably shouldn't be putting my Jeffree Star lipstick on.
We'll cut that out.
Honestly, you can keep it. It's problematic, but it's a great color, and I've had this for years.
It is a pretty color.
Look at this color.
Definitely need to rub it in some more.
Sorry, I'll get rid of it. I get it. Jeffree Star sucks. Hey!
Hi! Guys!
Y'all!
I always feel bad explaining things for the audio listeners because they just don't know what's going on. But
I know. It's so funny because the last episode we're like, yeah, we're going to make some slight changes.
Just next a few episode. Things. We're going to buy a couple things off Amazon.
And now it's just a completely different set.
Yeah, we showed up here today at the new podcast house that we talked about briefly last week. Ooh. And walked into a completely new set that we were not expecting at all in the slightest. Complete surprise.
I thought it was going to take a few more weeks to kind of get everything figured out because they just moved here.
Yeah.
Like a week ago.
Uh-huh. And yesterday they said that nothing was ready. So coming in here to a completely different set that was ready blew my mind.
And it was exactly what we asked too. Because last episode, before we started filming, we were like, yeah, we want to make some slight changes. We want a salt lamp, maybe another plant, maybe some like better colors behind us. Maybe so it's not so creepy with the dark brick behind us. And they're like, noted. They come out here with the white brick, the color panels behind us.
No, now I don't have Cheers Brother on my head the whole entire time. Yeah, I get this nice pink wall.
But now we don't have the Cheers Brother at all. But they want to put like an actual Cheers Brother sign behind us.
Yeah. Which so we're going nice. Up.
Yeah. And the graphic designer took pictures of us and then illustrated it themselves and then put that shit behind us. We got the Treat People with Kindness illustration, the Harry Styles iconic quote.
It's beautiful.
We got the Dale Pitbull pop art.
Oh, I want that blown up huge in my room.
Andy Warhol type shit.
Yep.
And then we got whatever those things are.
Another thing I want in my room.
Drinks with some sexy legs. I love so that. Hot.
This is perfect.
That's me, you, and Jenna.
My sister. Jenna with her commentary in the back during it.
Exactly. She's in the middle.
Showing up every day like that.
Jenna's in the middle. Caitlin's on the left. She's the pineapple.
Fuck yeah, I am.
And I'm the coconut on the right.
Wow. This is beautiful. Fucking beautiful. I feel so much better. And the energy of just this is incredible. And it's more us. And look at us. We're bright and colorful today, too.
We're feeling good.
We keep accidentally wearing similar things each week. I can't wait to see what we wear next week that we just don't coordinate at all.
I know. You want to know what's funny? Last week you were wearing your shirt with the metaphor with like the two wolves, us and the darkness of starting a podcast to like the light. I feel like now you're in the light transition. Mm-hmm. You got the coral color. Yeah. And then last week I was wearing my like emo corn graphic tee vintage. I'm like, yeah. And now I'm just like, you know what?
Vibing, spiritual, get the tie-dye going on.
So we're just feeling more colorful today.
We're really dressing as our feelings.
Yes, we really are.
As we fucking should.
And oh my God, can we talk about your makeup really quick?
I would love to talk. Oh, I forgot about that. Fuck. My makeup is so colorful today too. I wanted to match my nails because I just got them done blue.
They look amazing.
Thank you. I'm feeling very vibrant and fun today, as you can tell, which is great.
They look so good.
Thank you so much.
And how did you do your, like, what color palette is that?
Jaclyn Hill palette. Wow. I have been using that palette since the day it came out.
Was there a hair in it?
There was not a hair in it. Good. I was the lucky one that did not have a hair in my palette. Okay. But sometimes I just go on Google when I'm feeling colorful and crazy and just search Jaclyn Hill palette looks. And this one came up today. And there's a step-by-step thing.
On Google?
Yes. If you go to Google Images and you just search the palette that you have, and just search eyeshadow look, there's all these tutorials that come up.
On Google?
Yeah.
How do you see a tutorial on Google?
It's just a picture tutorial thing. Just says step one, do this. Step two, do this. And it just shows you what colors to use and where to put it. Just says 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Easy.
And I did this.
That looks so good.
Thank you.
I need to get that palette.
It's great. It's so good.
The only color palette that I have is the James Charles one.
Totally.
And it's, I want to address this, but I remember when he was getting canceled last year, like the big, was that last? No, that was 2019.
Which cancellation are we talking about? I feel like there's been so many. I don't even know which one you're referring
to. Not this last one, which we'll get into.
Okay, not the one going on right now.
Oh, God damn it.
I know.
James Charles needs to get his shit together. But it was the last one with the Tati Westbrook drama.
Oh, that was like 2 years ago.
I guess. Time doesn't exist.
Not at all.
But I remember I was so stoked on his palette because it was so colorful and vibrant and pretty.
Yeah.
And I got it and I was like, yes, James Charles. I was like becoming a stan. Mm-hmm. And then he, all that shit happened. And then I wanted to kind of like hop on the hate train, which is so annoying because I never do that.
I remember that.
I know. A lot of people were. I'm never that type of person. It's like, oh, someone's sinking. They're getting canceled. Like, Sarah's going to pop off on that and, like, get clout from that. I'm never that type of person, but I saw everyone dogpiling on him. So I'm like, oh, I can do something funny. Mm-hmm. And then I took my James Charles palette. I broke it in half and I put it in the toilet. And then I took a picture of me like taking a selfie with my James Charles pal on the toilet. And I'm like, haha, posted it just because I wanted to be. I had like FOMO, which is so annoying. I'm like, I want to be a part of something
because everyone was talking about it. Everyone. Single person was coming up with a creative way to join the bandwagon. Yours was creative. It was funny.
Dude, I've never had like a tweet go that viral in my life so quickly. Mm-hmm. I got like 150,000 likes in a day. And I got so overwhelmed by that because people were quote tweeting that and being like, wow, Sarah, I didn't know that you like stood for bullying. Like, you can be way better than this. And I was like, fuck, I didn't know it was going to go that viral. Yeah. I was like, shit, I'm not for this. And I got really overwhelmed and I deleted it. And I know that's like a pussy coward move, but like, whatever. I'm like, I don't want to be a part of that.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I still have that palette too. And I use it sometimes.
I remember 6 months after this, I came and visited LA and I got in your car and it was in the back seat face down. Broken. And I just saw James Charles and I flipped it over and I was like, Sarah, is this the palette that was in your toilet? Why is it face down in the back seat of your car?
It was just the one half.
Yes. That was so absurd. Yeah, I love that you still use it. It went from your toilet to the back of your car.
Ew,
and now that palette has seen it all.
Yeah, that shit was in my toilet and I still use it sometimes. It's only like the blacks and the browns that were in the toilet, so I still use the color parts.
Just cut that entire strip off of it at this point.
Yeah, just cut it.
Continue to mutilate it.
Yeah, exactly. Really quick, my makeup sucks today. It actually looked so good this morning. I finally gave myself 2.5 hours to do my makeup. Oh? Not 2.5 whole hours to do my makeup, like 2.5 hours to get ready. And I finally like took the time to do my makeup. It was looking snatched. And then I got here and we arrived to our new location. First of all, there's like a grand entrance. There's like a huge gate. And we were just like, where the fuck are we?
It's absurd.
And then it the gate opens. I drive through. It's like this mystical garden. It almost looks like a rehab. It's like, it's so mesmerizing. There's like art pieces everywhere, like sculptures and like beautiful art everywhere in the garden and in the lawns and stuff. Like sculptures. Just beautiful art pieces that cost so much money.
Millions of dollars. Just everywhere. You can't look in any direction without seeing something that is worth at least $1 million, which is crazy.
I was so confused. I'm like in my tie-dye sweatshirt. Just like, okay, I guess
here I am.
This
is the work here now, I guess.
Yeah, right?
Cool.
This is the office.
God.
And then I'm like, okay, my makeup looks snatched, whatever. And then I get out of the car and then the wind hits and I'm like, fuck, because I have really sensitive eyes.
You have the most watery eyes I've ever seen in my life. Like, waterproof makeup was made specifically for you.
I still don't wear it.
You don't?
Well, like, I do. This is all waterproof, but my eyes are so sensitive that it still doesn't matter.
We need an ultra waterproof line.
Ultra.
Make your own waterproof.
I should. Just Sharpie. I just do Sharpie.
You might fucking have to at this point.
Honestly. Or just like lay it down with some glue like the drag queens do.
They know all the makeup tricks.
Glue as a primer is all around my face.
Might have to be your move.
Might have to be, because I got out of the car and then the wind just took one little slap in my face and I'm just streaming with tears.
Just
and I'm
sobbing.
Like, cool. And then I go into the bathroom and my makeup's just all fucked up. You know when you do your eyeliner, like liquid eyeliner, then you blink and then it just goes to the top of the roof of your eyelid?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, it was horrible.
I think you need to try a new eyeliner. Yeah, today was the day that I decided to bring my eyelash glue because I've been having issues with my left eye recently. I don't know what's going on. Every time I touch it, something goes wrong. My eyelash keeps falling off just on my left eye. I've gone through 3 contacts that just keep falling out of my left eye. And I just keep having to go like this and try and fix it because it starts moving around. I don't know what is going on.
Your left eye.
Something is wrong with my left eye. There's so many problems with it. I don't know. I have gone through 3. Huh?
It's my right eye.
Oh.
Maybe it's because we're so in tune with like the side of the camera's coming up.
Maybe this is affecting our eyesight. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, that's been a weird issue. I've gone through 3 left eye contacts this week. And this eyelash just keeps falling off. So now I've learned my lesson and I bring my eyelash glue with me now.
You wear contacts?
Yeah.
What? I didn't know that.
Well, I don't wear them often, but I should.
Okay.
And I'm starting to more. Okay. Well, I mean, I guess not because they just keep falling out.
Wait, do you have glasses?
Yeah.
I've seen you wear them a few times, but I thought they were like for aesthetics.
No. Okay. My eyesight is not incredible, but it's not too bad. But there's a major difference when I put them in. I mean, when I knew that I was coming here and there might be a nice view involved, I was like, yeah, today will be the day I put my fucking contacts in my head.
Right.
I'll do it. I'd like to see a nice view.
There you go.
I'd like to see my surroundings.
One more thing, then we'll cheers brother it. I'm so mad at myself in middle school because I really wanted fucked up eyes. I really wanted fucked up eyes so I could wear glasses because my older sister wore glasses. And I thought it was the coolest shit ever because she would like get ready for high school. And she would like have her cool glasses on. She looked so sick. She looked like a hot nerd. And I just wanted to look like that so bad where I would sneak my sister's glasses whenever she was like at volleyball practice or whatever. And I would just wear them all day so I could just fuck up my eyesight because I had perfect vision. And then, yeah, now I've fucked up eyes.
I just can't believe that's a thing that you did.
I know.
You really said, I don't want to see correctly. I know. Me fuck up my eyes. Purposely.
I know.
Purposely.
And now it fucks me up because I'm at a place now where I don't want to wear glasses all the time. Because, like, I just don't. I'm an adult. Like, I want to, like, do my thing.
Glasses are a kid thing. Totally.
Yeah. They're such a kid thing. And
I'm an adult.
I need to like do my shit. Adults
don't wear glasses.
Exactly. They just get in the way. Okay. Especially with like the thick frames. Like they're just there and you're hyper aware. Especially when you have ADHD, you're just like aware of like everything and you know?
Yeah.
And I was thinking about getting LASIK.
Oh my God.
But I feel like I won't even qualify because my eyes are so sensitive now. You know?
So yeah, like, I don't know.
Damn, I really just fucked my shit up forever.
Didn't Christelle get LASIK?
Yeah, my roommate. She did get LASIK, but she doesn't have sensitive eyes like me.
Yeah.
So you have to do a checklist and make sure that you are qualified to get LASIK and stuff.
You
so,
have to like, get LASIK because you purposely fucked up your own eyes.
Yeah.
That would be incredible.
Seventh grade. It was so annoying. I'm so mad at myself. But
God.
Anyway, let's cheers, brother.
Let's cheers, brother.
I'm gonna drink my lemonade.
Water. Yeah, I'm gonna need some water this time.
Cheers, brother. This, me with my glass and you with the water bottle.
Voss Plus.
Here we go.
Wait, what's the difference between Voss and Voss Plus?
I couldn't tell you.
Voss Plus?
What? Is there a description?
It just says enhanced with minerals and electrolytes, but isn't that
right?
Oh, it says from the coastal seas of I was going to say Ireland. Iceland.
Oh, same thing. Whatever.
Same thing. Wow. All right. Plus. All right. Cheers, brother.
Cheers, brother. Halfway through the episode. Great.
Okay. Wait. Before we get into the topics.
Yeah.
So we're trying to have more structure, but we don't want to limit ourselves because like we hear you.
Yeah.
You want structure. But structure for us is hard to conceptualize because
just to put it plain and simple,
that's just not how our brains work.
Yeah,
but I know that y'all like that. So we have topics we're gonna get into and all that jazz, and then we're gonna get in more of our birth charts later on.
Yeah,
about like the other planets and stuff.
Yeah, so we're trying, but at the same time, we've got to keep it ourselves
casual
and casual at the end of the day. I mean, we're talking.
Just chatting.
Talking about things we want to talk about. So
we're just chatting.
Yeah.
I do want to ask, and it's so okay if you haven't seen it. It's so okay. But I posted a video a couple days ago of like my new hair transformation.
Yes.
Just like the whole shebang.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was editing it, there's a part of me in the shower.
I saw.
So you saw the song.
Yes, you made a song to your whole shower routine.
You saw it?
Yes, I saw it, of course. I watch your videos the second they come out, baby girl. I have the notifications on.
That's so nice.
I know.
I get it. That's so nice.
Of course I watch.
Because I was looking at this footage of me, like the raw footage in Final Cut, and I'm like, how the fuck am I supposed to make this interesting? Because I wasn't doing anything crazy. It was just me like putting the pink shampoo in my hair.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm taking my music classes, as you guys know. And I'm like, I could make this into a fun little beat, whatever. I go onto this website. It's called, I don't want to give it away because I don't want y'all to know, but there's like this royalty free website mm-hmm. with these crazy beats, like such great royalty free music. And I use them for all of my videos. And so does Jeff Wittick.
Oh.
I noticed that he like has some of the same songs that I use in my videos. I'm like,
you know what I was thinking?
Because I found this one song that I used for like my hair reveal at the end of the video. I don't know if you got that far, but it's like this, like I did my hair reveal and it was this crazy R&B sexy song.
Oh, I know. You put in effort into that and that was incredible.
I was screaming when I found that on Epidemic Sound because it sounds like an actual R&B song that would like Kehlani would do.
Yeah.
It's just so sexy. And on Epidemic Sound it said explicit version or explicit version. And I was like, oh shit, I've never seen this in Epidemic Sound. I can't even say the word. But I was listening to it and it was like, yes, sit that ass for me, daddy. And I was like, oh my God.
Perfect.
And it was so good. There was like a rapper that came in and I'm like, Epidemic, this is a royalty-free song. And then I clicked on the girl who sang it and she has this whole album of just royalty-free R&B bops that she does. And I'm like, girl, you're so good. Like, why are you making this royalty-free? Like,
get your fucking money. Jeez.
I'm pretty sure her name is like Big Sis.
Big Sis.
Big Sis.
Big Sis.
Check her out.
Going the fuck off on Epidemic Sounds.
And she's so good. Like, she actually sounds like an amazing R&B artist. Anyway, I don't know where I was going with that. Oh, I was going to play it for you if you didn't hear it already.
Oh, I know. Shower song. I heard it. It was incredible.
Yeah.
I love the creativity with that.
Thanks, man. I just like took my microphone out. I just played the beat back. It was just like a typical pop beat. Like Dua Lipa would do it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, okay, hopping in the shower. Yeah, it's that time of the hour. Can I actually play it?
Go for
it. It's only like a minute long.
I'd like to hear it again.
It kind of slaps. I just want the people to hear.
We don't want them missing out on this.
And this also took me an entire day to edit. And I want
the song itself.
It took me like 8 hours just to record and compress it and make it sound good. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, round of applause for you for putting that effort into that.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, embrace that talent that you have. Fuck. You're good at it.
Put this next to the mic.
Next to this one.
In the shower. Is that time of the hour? When I'm hopping in the shower.
This is so ridiculous. Yeah. I love it.
I'm dyeing my hair pink. I don't even really got time to think. No, no. My blonde will be extinct. Might as well pour up a drink and choose that. Water rolling down my back. So scared that the color's whack. I cannot reverse this. Take it back. Might as well just try to relax. I'm so done with the blonde hair. Done with the blonde hair. I don't even fucking care.
like ketchup, so I hope it looks real nice. And it better not be streaky, and I better not have stripes. And I don't know what I'm doing, so I don't give advice. And I hope my hair lady does not punch me in me fucking vice.
So good for what? It's so ridiculous. I can't. I just remember watching that and just being like, damn, she went there and beyond. Just wrote a whole song about taking a fucking shower and dyeing your hair.
I got so many texts from my friends being like, what the fuck? Like, that was so good for what?
Exactly. For what? But like, I just don't even know. I'm speechless. It was so fucking good.
Thanks. I was really proud of it.
No, you should be.
Like, all the comments were about my big hair reveal, and all the comments were like, yo, put that shit on Spotify. And I'm like, okay, yeah.
I could make that song an alarm in the morning. Do I could it. Wake up to that shit. Fuck my NFL ringtone.
Before you take a shower.
Yeah, just start playing that.
Do it.
Oh, dude, put that on Spotify. I need it there. I don't care what it takes.
I appreciate that. And it's just so funny because everyone in the comments were like, oh my God, Sarah's music production skills are coming through. And I'm like, oh, they think I produced that song.
Oh, but just run with it.
Yeah, I was.
That. Fuck well, it.
Now people know it's a royalty-free song from
but Big Sis. Yeah. Allegedly. We don't know.
Big Sis. Oh, I don't think that she did that
one. Oh, that's just a completely different one.
She did the ending song where I'm like revealing my hair. It's like this really sexy montage of like me, but it's just her being like, sit that ass for me, daddy. And it's so good, but follow Big Sis. I think
she's
that's
giving
her
shout out for her song on Epidemic Sound.
I love Epidemic
Dude,
Sound.
Dude, credit where it's due. Fucking incredible.
Epidemic Sound is the best, bro.
Live, laugh, Epidemic Sound.
We love her.
I spend so many hours on that for videos too, though. Well, I used to until I started using a different one.
They have every mood, every genre.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. First of all, let's do a mental health check. How are we feeling?
We're doing good. I mean, I had a bad few weeks, but I think I'm doing better now, as you can see now with all my colorfulness.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm chilling.
You feel better, way better than last week?
So much better.
Good.
Like, yeah.
Good.
Night and day. So
love it. Love
that it's day now.
Good, good, good.
How are you doing?
I'm feeling better now. You know, the last few days have been rough for me because haven't had my medication. Because first of all, my doctor was out of office for like 3 days. And so I couldn't get my prescription refilled. And then when I finally got it refilled the other day and she sent it into my pharmacy, I like called my pharmacy. I'm like, hey, when can I pick it up? And they're like, oh, it's going to be out of stock till Friday. And I'm like,
How about no?
Yeah, how about get that shit in stock?
Come
now?
On, you know me.
You know me.
You know I need it.
What do I have to do to like
get you just my start medication? Flirting with the pharmacist yeah, on the phone. Right.
Exactly. Please.
But baby.
Oh, we have this relationship, you know, big pharma. Come on. No, but like usually in those situations, another pharmacy will have it. So I'm like, whatever, I'll just call another pharmacist. I called every pharmacy in my, you know,
general area,
and they were all out of stock for the same medication. So I'm like, cool, awesome. So that's why I'm a little out of whack today. But you know what? We're vibing.
Fucking happens. Hey, blame it on the pharmacy.
Exactly.
New life motto. Blame exactly. it on the pharmacy. Yeah.
Blame it on the pharmacy. Yes. But other than that, we got some shit we want to talk about. All right, let's get into it. So Instagram, what's going
on? So Instagram. I really don't know. I just saw people tweeting about how likes were getting taken away again, but then it ended up just being a glitch. So that's all I have to say on that. I guess it's just a glitch.
Well, yeah, I saw everyone freaking out about it and I was like, oh, finally. Like they're taking away likes. This is what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went and I updated my Instagram because everything was the same. Mm-hmm. And I was like, nothing is happening. And then I guess it was a glitch.
Yeah. Which I was confused about because remember they were supposed to do that in 2019. What happened to that? Because I remember some people had their likes taken away. Did they just show back up one day?
I remember seeing people's likes not being there and then the next day that they were there.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, they're starting this whole movement and it's not all about the likes and the followers. We can just coexist and just post pictures because we want to.
I was excited about that. And then they just really did not do that. I don't know why. I feel like they got so much backlash when they first announced that because people were like, what if your job is from Instagram and your job has to do with likes and all that stuff? Because then if you just have to like send to brands, oh, this is how many likes I'm getting, but you can't see, people can fake it and just send fake pictures and be like, I'm getting a million likes a picture, but you wouldn't know. I feel like I saw a lot of backlash on that from Instagram.
I mean, yeah, I get that in a business sense, but at the same time, can't they just do that in terms of followers, or do the likes really?
Yeah, they really matter because anyone can buy followers and.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, same with likes, but.
You can buy likes too.
I just remember that being a main issue of people freaking out about that. But yeah. I wonder if they freaked out enough to the point where it didn't happen. I don't know why it didn't happen.
Yeah. I mean, they probably got back. I know Jordan wants to say something so bad. Wait, say what you have to say because we don't know. Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah.
Right. And that's the trickiest part. It's like, what do we care more about?
Yeah.
People's mental health.
I think we definitely figured it out.
I know. And that's just the hardest part, especially for me. Like it makes me not want to post on Instagram because I look at my likes and I just do this automatically. And I know a lot of people in this space do that subconsciously. Yeah. They look at their likes as just their worth and like their value. And if that one picture doesn't get as many likes as the picture before, then they want to delete the picture.
I do that all the time and I fucking hate it. I always try to get myself to not do that, but it's so programmed at this point where I wish they would take the likes away, because just imagine actually not having that. That would be so awesome.
Yeah.
For everyone's mental health. I really wish they did go through with it, even for a month at least, and just be like, oh, we're just testing it out. I wonder what a month of not having that shit would actually, how that would impact everyone.
That's what they should do, though. Yeah. They should just solidify 1 month out of the entire year where everyone gets a break from likes. Just 1 month.
That'd be
like
awesome.
April. Just 1 month where it's like, all right, we're just shit posting on Instagram. Fuck it. Who cares?
And
whatever.
Everyone got excited for like every April, because you know that the likes would go away.
Exactly.
April Fool's just becomes a national likes are going away day. Oh, that'd be so fun.
Every April Fool's just haha. Just
psych.
Kidding.
Likes
don't exist. Just have fun, kids. And then right when it hits May, it's like, all right, back to business.
that would be kind of fun.
That would be fun. Instagram, hear us out. Just do that.
Please listen to us.
Yeah.
I think we have a good idea. Probably not.
Probably not.
But we're going to pretend that it would work.
Hey, Jordan, I know you have an Instagram connect.
Jordan, help
make
us out
it happen.
Here.
No,
save everyone's mental health.
Yeah, seriously.
Fuck.
No, but it's so interesting, too, because people that I know that aren't even big on social media or like need to care about their likes still care about their likes.
Oh, everyone cares. That's why I'm saying it'd be so great for everyone, not even people who do it for their job. It would affect every single person in a good way. And that would be fucking incredible.
Right. Maybe. Fuck. And that's why when I heard that it was happening again, I'm like, oh, cool. They're being open-minded again. I saw a lot of people get pissed about it on Twitter. But I'm just like, let's just try it out for a month, y'all.
People get pissed with every update ever. So it's just like, give it a chance. You'll get backlash anyways. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not going to happen.
It's a touchy subject because like we said, it's like, mental health or money.
They're choosing money.
Exactly. But that's how it always is. And yeah. That's how it always fucking goes. Mm-hmm. So we kind of don't have to say anything.
We don't.
Wait, so is it an option you can turn on and off, or is it just like... Hey! Oh. All right.
Wow.
You can keep all of that in, too. I want to, like, hear... And that's why it's hard, because, like, I want to hear what y'all have to say. So if you guys want to just chime in, please do it.
Group effort.
If you want to give them a mic, you can.
All right, guys. I want to remind you about Stereo, our lovely sponsor that we absolutely love, because Stereo app has thousands of live social conversations with a wide range of genres for interests, including news, comedy, sports, and more. You choose whether to be a co-host, participate as a guest, or simply listen in on exclusive conversations with us. The app allows podcast creators like us to build a more intimate relationship with our fan base by engaging with you guys in direct conversations. And you guys can even record a question and send it directly to us to answer. We're going to be going live 3 times a week on this, and you can find us at stereo.com/cheersbrother. And then you can also search Caitlin Ray and Sarah Basca. We have our own individual accounts as well. Mm-hmm. And it's basically just an after party vibe of when the podcast goes live each week. And, you know, just a little check in a few other times a week along the way of what the hell we're doing up until you hear from us on the podcast.
Yeah. So just make sure you join us. We're going to be on 3 times a week, and just join us over at the Stereo app.
Yep. We'll be there if you need us.
Woo. The link is in the description.
All right. Thank you to Bright Cellars for sponsoring Cheers Brother once again. We absolutely love them because Bright Cellars is the wine subscription service that helps you find wines you love without the normal intimidation and wine pretentiousness that you're used to. If you're a new wine drinker or someone who has been drinking wine for years, Bright Cellars is going to pair you with wines you love and provide a unique experience no other wine service can.
That's right, Caitlin. By taking their 7-question quiz, Bright Cellars will pair you with 6 unique and personalized wines.
Ooh, crazy. You guys can get wine right to your door, which means that you do not have to carry a heavy case of wine from the store to your home, because that's not fun. And why would you do that if you didn't have to?
And guess what?
What?
If you do not like the bottle, Bright Cellars will work with you to include a replacement bottle in your next box and adjust your taste profile.
Oh, I love that they do that.
So nice.
And you know what they also do?
What do they do?
Members have access to concierge services that they have to help place custom orders, answer any questions you may have, and also help adjust your account. Each of their concierge services take part in wine education classes with our sommeliers to continually improve their expertise. You guys can get 50% off your first 6-bottle order by going to brightcellars.com/cheersbro.
That's right. And one more time, that is 50% off your first 6-bottle order by going to brightcellars.com/cheersbro.
And if you didn't hear that,
what was it again?
We already said it. You can get 50% off your first 6-bottle order by going to brightcellars.com/cheersbro.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah. All right. We took a little break, and also we gave Jenna and Jordan a mic too, just in case they want to chime in.
Yeah. And we noticed we keep naturally wanting their input, so might as well give them a mic.
Hey, yes. Is it working?
Am I on?
Maybe. Just making sure.
Okay. Yeah, they're on.
We can call this the booth. Howard Stern has like a booth, and I think it's cool because he can just be like, oh, what's the booth thing, you know?
Yeah, the booth. The booth. They are the peanuts.
Hey. Welcome.
Now we're back, and we want to talk about the Billie Eilish documentary.
Yeah.
Because that was so good.
That was one of the best documentaries I've ever seen.
I was so floored by the whole thing. Because you know when you watch a documentary about an artist and just them touring, it's usually just so... you know, structured with mm-hmm. cameras and scripts and everything. It's just very professional. But the fact that she did it on her iPhone, GoPros, home cameras and everything, and it was really just about her and Phineas and what was going on. And, you know, sometimes they'd have the professional cameras. I just love how home video vibes it was.
It was so like that. And I thought that it was going to be about her tour, kind of like the Ariana Grande documentary on Netflix, where it was just mainly her tour, then a little bit of behind the scenes here and there. But it was a whole ass documentary about behind the scenes writing that entire album. Like, they really filmed every little detail behind all of that, which was so cool to watch.
Yeah, like they really planned ahead and just filmed it all, which I can't believe it. And just watching them come up with the lyrics and the beats and everything. I mean, I've never seen an album get made like that. And also the fact that it was just them in hotel rooms, mm-hmm. in their parents' house. They weren't even in a studio, a real one ever. It was just so homemade. And the fact that it was so successful too. I mean, what, she won 6 Grammys or was it 8? I mean, at that point, it doesn't matter. You might as well win a million at that point.
Making it in her childhood house.
It's incredible.
Barely like any crazy equipment, like not in a crazy studio with crazy producers. It was just her and her brother, which is so cool. And the fact that it really humanized her too.
Yeah.
Because everyone looks at Billie Eilish as like this larger than life persona. And especially with what she wears, like how she does her makeup and just her style in general. Like, she seems so just out of the fucking stratosphere, mm-hmm. in terms of celebrity, and then just seeing this stripped down version of her and just really being able to connect with her family dynamic and just seeing that she's just a normal regular person that just loves music. And her and Phineas wrote everything, and it was so interesting that one part of the documentary where they were talking about how the record label was kind of pushing to Phineas, like, hey, we need kind of like a hit, so can you like write a hit? And she got super upset about that, and he was just like, yeah, I don't really know how to go about telling Billie that we need a commercial pop hit. And she's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
What are you saying?
Am I not good enough? Like, shh. Yeah.
And just seeing how she really wants to take her music in her own direction and doesn't want to like follow any of those generic pop standards to get her farther, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, from my perspective, I thought that people would want to write that number one hit pop song first and put more, you know, prioritization on that, and then just be like, oh, I'll finish my album after that. She didn't want to do that in general, nor put any just more emphasis on it. She just wanted her album and not just, oh, my radio single.
Yeah.
Which I thought was crazy. And just how vulnerable she was in that entire thing. The whole ex-boyfriend.
Dude.
I cried 3 times.
I didn't even know she was dating anyone.
I didn't. Well, I think I did. Well, okay. Let me rephrase that. I think I saw something a few years ago about her being with a guy, but it was so low key. It might have been on just one random news website, and then I just never heard of it again. So I was like, oh, she's not in a relationship. Guy? Yeah. Well, I actually don't know. I don't remember it, but I remember vaguely seeing, oh, Billie Eilish might have a boyfriend. But it was still so secret. But then again, when I went on Twitter and looked up Billie ex-boyfriend, some people were like, only the real fans knew that she had a boyfriend. And I was like, damn. I was under a rock.
Yeah, I had no idea she was dating that entire time. Especially during the entire like process of that first album, like, she was talking to her boyfriend behind the scenes and then did the photo shoot for her album cover. And I was like, whoa, that was during that too.
Yeah.
And everything. Just seeing that she was super stressed about that relationship behind the scenes of her, you know, debuting her biggest piece of art in her career, her first album ever, and just knowing that she was really stressed out behind the scenes was crazy to watch.
Yeah, because of this fucking asshole.
Yeah, and the conversations that they were having too, it really struck a chord with me, especially like the, oh, so you were drunk again last night?
Yeah.
Oh, why did you do that? Like, that's annoying. We've talked about this. I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
Like, that. It was just so relatable, and I had no idea that she was dealing with that at all, because she really kept that part of her life really private for the most part. And I just can't believe that she was that vulnerable to air all of that on her documentary.
Every single aspect of that relationship she put out. The whole Coachella thing, too. That guy ruined her fucking Coachella, headlining Coachella. I just don't understand where he was, what he was doing, why he was doing it. Like,
such an insecure person.
Yeah.
such an insecure person. You are dating someone who is not headlining Coachella, but she was up there. She was like right before Tame Impala, who was headlining.
Yeah. Because
I remember her set started and then Tame Impala started like 15 minutes after hers.
Which is the end of the day.
Which is the end of the night.
Can we get the story?
The story?
What was it? Like, what was the actual Coachella story? I didn't see the doc.
Oh.
Basically, she like had her, she was like on the phone with her boyfriend being like, I'll get you tickets if you promise to come see me. And just like, obviously, why would you not want to go see your girlfriend play Coachella?
Right.
And she was just like stressed about him being there all day. Like,
so he's like an abusive guy.
Yeah. So while she was on her way to Coachella in the car, really nervous about performing this huge show for the first time, she was like in the van kind of like stressing about her boyfriend not texting her back. And she was just kind of like, what the fuck? Like, I'm about to. And it like showed all the billboards on the way to Coachella of her pictures being like Billie Eilish performing. And it shows all that. And it shows her in the car just being stressed about her boyfriend just not texting her back.
Yeah.
And she was just kind of like, what the fuck? This is so annoying. Because that's the one person that she really cared about seeing
like
her.
Partly, you know, part of me was like, why would you be stressing about that on such a day? But it's so telling of her age. Like, she was a teenager who wanted her boyfriend to, like, be there. That's normal. Like, I think the whole doc did a good job of showing her age. Not in a bad way, but, like, how much you really need. There was, like, the part when her mom was just, I don't know how anyone does this without a family. Or, like, people buy you 24/7. Like, you can't pay someone to love you like that. Like,
exactly.
It was very telling of, like, that she was a child doing all of that, too.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And he was so much older, right?
Yeah.
He was 5 years
older than her.
Know who this guy is?
Yeah.
He has no social media anymore.
Oh yeah. Like she put his ass. His name. Yeah, exactly. Well, what was his name in the Q?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just
Brandon
one.
Q something.
No. And it was really sad to watch that because that was her fucking moment. And what's so funny is I don't know if I've told you this, but when I was there at Coachella and I was there at the Billie Eilish set about to watch her because I really wanted to see her because I like her music. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of stressing on time because Tame Impala was performing 15 minutes after her set started. And I really needed to see them because they're my favorite band of all time. So we were sitting there and I did Molly like right before she came out.
Uh-huh.
And I don't, you haven't done Molly, but like, the come up is so intense and it varies between each person. And sometimes like the come up is really intense and you get really anxious. And sometimes it's just like, oh, whatever, I'm high now. But I was sitting there and we were all at the Billie Eilish set and I could feel it starting to come. And mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my God. And then she was late.
An hour.
She was late. And I was kind of like sitting there rocking back and forth. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm super fucking anxious. Like, why isn't she out yet? And then I started to like really, this is so like, but I was really starting to like pick up on her energy because I was really nervous for her.
Yeah.
And I was there to see her because I was really nervous and excited to see what she was going to do. Because she was only what, like 17 or 16 there?
Yes.
16. And I'm like, how the fuck is she going to do this? That's a lot of pressure.
As a 16-year-old.
As a 16-year-old, Justin Bieber's in the crowd. Like,
you've got everyone in the crowd.
And when the Molly was coming up and she was late, I was like, oh my God, she's probably like having a fucking panic attack backstage.
Don't
like,
blame her.
My mind was going to like, oh my God, this is really intense for me to even be here because everyone around us was like, where the fuck is Billy? Like, what's taking so long? And I'm like, guys, she's 16. Yeah. Give her a break.
Please stop being mean to her.
Exactly. And then finally, Tame Impala was about to start. And I was like, I have to get the fuck out of here. Like, I'm about to have a panic attack. Mm-hmm. And I'm coming up on Molly. And this is not a good environment for me. And then we all get up. And as we're walking to Tame Impala, just the lights go. And I was like, fuck, man.
I remember it.
And then she just comes out and she just starts jumping. And I'm like, oh, so maybe she was fine.
Yeah.
She was just killing it. I was like, oh, it sucks. But yeah, I just remember being there and being like, oh, there's probably lots of anxiety going on backstage. But then seeing it on the documentary and actually seeing how nervous she was behind the stage, mm-hmm. and she was ready to go, but they were just having technical difficulties.
Yeah, so. Which is so crazy because you think she'd be having a meltdown, but she just wanted to go on and just have fun and get it over with.
Yeah.
But
and I felt so bad because she missed a few of the words to her new yeah. song. And then instead of when it was over, her being like, oh, that's okay. Like, at least I did Coachella. She was really hung up about that.
Yeah.
And she could not let that go. And it was really sad because her dad was just like giving her a back massage, being like, Billy, you did great. And then also her boyfriend wasn't texting her back
after
the set.
Coachella.
That like felt like a movie scene to me when I watched that. Like, there were certain parts where I was like, this feels like really good acting or something.
Yeah.
But really just like what she was going through. And I think, like, as just us watching those big moments in her life and, like, not knowing. And so now being able to watch, like, oh, I remember. Like, for me, I was like, I remember her wearing that outfit. Like, I remember those pictures, that photo shoot. Like,
yeah,
obviously, I had no idea that was going on that
yeah.
day.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
So it's just crazy. Yeah, it gave, like, a whole new perspective.
It
yeah.
really just humanized her.
Yeah, she's not just someone that wakes up, puts on an outfit, takes a picture, and just continues her life being rich and successful. She has a normal life and likes guys and has issues with guys and just is a normal person. And I'm just, I don't know, I just really loved how much she let us in.
Yeah.
Because people forget her age and people forget what she's probably going through. And she's just so fucking normal at the end of the day.
Yeah.
She's just a normal girl just doing what she likes to do.
And she comes off such like an old soul.
Yeah.
And that she really knows what she's doing. But then she can also fall into the fuckboy trap as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that guy
everyone
was such
can.
A fucker. Oh my God, he made me so mad. And it was just heartbreaking when she called him after her set at Coachella and she was already feeling super down about missing a few lyrics on stage. And she just wanted to talk to her boyfriend about it and like have him comfort her because her family was comforting her. And, you know, but, you know,
sometimes you just need the boyfriend
yes,
comfort.
When you're a teen too,
yeah.
and like you just want your boyfriend to be there. And
what
she
they say
called
matters.
Him. She called him and she was like, hey, can I see you? And then she was just like, why can't you see me?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck is he doing?
I want to know so badly what he was doing. Just physically, what else were you doing at Coachella that was so important that it was more important than your girlfriend performing at Coachella, her taking you for free and everything, VIP, all access. You have the whole world in the palm of your hands. What could be possibly distracting you?
I know. And he was probably like, in my head, I was imagining him being like, oh, sorry, babe. I'm fucked up at the Sahara tent. Decided to like cruise over there. But like you killed it.
Good job.
Good job. You did so good. Like, don't even trip. She's like,
I
you
saw
can't
it when I was walking
me?
By to the Sahara tent.
Where is the Sahara tent?
That's a great question. I just know that there is a Sahara tent.
I
but
think
it's like
it's
the DJ
to the right
tent.
Of it. You have to walk by the stage that she was at. If I'm thinking of the right tent.
Oh no, there's a Sahara tent. It's like the DJ tent. But I couldn't imagine him being at Tame Impala. Maybe it could be. Maybe he was like
missing his girlfriend to go
babe.
See Tame Impala.
Yeah.
Sorry, you know I love Kevin.
Yeah.
Can't miss
oh
him.
My God, yeah. If he was
you
like,
know how
sorry.
I feel.
I'd leave halfway through. I'd just go see Kevin. I couldn't miss it.
How'd she meet this guy?
I don't think
I
they
don't
explained
think
that.
They showed like her performance with was it DJ Khaled?
Oh yeah.
And then,
yeah.
Like, after that,
DJ Khaled.
I was like,
they
have
oh
a
yeah,
song.
That performance.
You know, that, like music video where they dance together, not DJ Khaled.
Yeah. Oh my God.
God.
But like that was when they introduced him. So I don't know if he was like in his crew, like friends with.
They seemed like they were very flirty in
yeah,
those scenes
after
already.
That, they cut to that scene of her being like, "He's so fine." Like,
yeah,
right
yeah. He was probably
know.
Like in with that crew.
Yeah,
probably. Yeah, I don't know, but he sucked.
I'm so glad he's out of the picture now.
He sucked. And for a second, I thought that he was like kind of cute when she was doing her vocal warm-ups before she went on stage because she was like
for
singing
second.
For him. But then the mom's energy in that trailer, she was like, is she practicing?
Mm-hmm.
Is she rehearsing? And he was like, oh, yeah. And then they're just kind of like singing together. And I'm like, ooh, the mom's pissed. Because I could see the mom in the reflection.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just like, she like walked away. And I was like, ooh, the mom is not liking this. Because
mm-hmm.
she was being, Billy was like distracted
yeah.
by him.
And the way she was looking at him too. Like, she wasn't just distracted. She was distracted.
Yeah.
She was.
Done more to get him out of the picture.
Who?
The mom.
That's what I was wondering. Like, why didn't the family, why was the family not like, yo, what?
A but
I
feel like lot. That
was
them
trying to let her be a teenager.
Yeah. Remember what the dad said? He was like, obviously we have this idea of what we want our kids to be doing and how they, and how we think that they should be doing things, mm-hmm. but we also want them to figure it out for themselves and like learn. Like when she just got her car and she left to go to his house, and the dad was really nervous about Billy driving for the first time. And he was just like, oh, we just gotta like let her, you know, do her thing and figure it out and date who she wants to date, even it's though we don't want
pressure too, because Phineas's girlfriend Claudia is so amazing.
And that's what I was gonna say. She was there for everything, like backstage at Coachella and every, like she was always there. And I was like, she's where's Billy's boyfriend?
I didn't know she was in the picture for that long.
She's
no
one of Billy's good friends too.
Thank God.
It seemed like she was like family.
Yeah,
she came up. She was like a YouTuber when you started.
Yeah, she was, and then she went MIA for a bit, and then all of a sudden is just affiliated with Billy. I'm like, cool.
It's she's still making so YouTube nuts. Videos
too. Oh, I watch is all she? Of them. I love her. She's so cool.
She's incredible.
Does she do like the DIY like home decor type things?
No, she just does vlogs now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, just what she's doing.
But that
doing.
Is her aesthetic.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That's absolutely what she is. Yeah.
She loves like plants and shit. Yeah. 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 No, it's fucking nuts. I'm glad that Billy has her in their lives. And I'm sure it was really hard for them to watch Billy date this guy because they wanted to be like, oh, Billy, he's
don't
like
do that.
Really hurting you and really distracting you. Like, do you remember that one scene of Billy in the gazebo talking to him on the phone, just being like, hey, so like, when am I going to see you? Mm-hmm. And we're just like, Billy, leave him, please, God.
What other signs do you need? But it's hard.
Yeah. She's like, really? I can't fucking see you today? Like, why not? And then the next scene, she was like, yeah, I decided to end it.
Finally.
It was so nice. We were like, yes, I can feel all of the viewers at the same time. Yeah. Like, finally.
Let's go. Get him out.
And then it showed her and Phineas at the piano writing this really beautiful song exactly about the situation of her realizing that all of her family and friends knew what was going on and could see it. And she just couldn't see it. She was so clouded in the emotion of like being in love for the first time and like finally having a boyfriend.
The question of like, could the mom have done more? The answer was no. Then she was blinded by it.
Well, I think she had to learn for herself. Like, I think everything they did was right. Like,
she
learned from it, and she, like, if they were to be like, no, don't date that guy, like, she could have ended up being a train wreck and being like, well, I'm gonna do whatever I want.
And just completely rebelled against it.
Pays for the house now, and like, and she could not listen to them if she wanted to, but like, that documentary showed, like, a big, like, respect in that family that everyone has for each other.
Yes.
I was wondering, how did the rest of the Molly trip go?
Dude, it was great. We went to Tame Impala, and I was, like, sobbing because the Molly finally was at my peak right when they came out. And I was like, and I was just sobbing. My friend Joseph put me on his shoulders during my favorite song. And, like, I'm never that type of bitch where I'm like, can you put me on your shoulders? Because like, whatever. Yeah. But like my favorite song came out and I'm like, oh my God, my favorite song. And then Joseph just comes up to me. He hunches down. He's like, get on my back, Baska, back. And I'm like, no, it's fine. He's like, get on my back now. And I'm like, okay. And I just like hop up on his back and then I'm just vibing in the air and I'm just sobbing. I'm like, oh my God.
That was me during Billy. I got on my friend's back too. And I've never done that either. And I was just above everyone like, fuck, I feel like this is kind of wrong because I know I'm blocking someone's view, but I'm going to enjoy the fact that I can just see straight everywhere in every direction in this most beautiful fucking moment with Billy on and Tame Impala starting to play in the back. I just did a full 360 spin and just really enjoyed that.
You did a full spin.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to see it fucking all from that view.
Yeah. I think that's what
on
I did,
too. On shoulders?
Yeah.
So how would you have done it? You would have to tell the person under you.
Oh, yeah. I was like, let's do a fucking twirl.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay.
Give him a
I
little tap.
I wanted to see it all.
Yeah.
Hey, sir.
Let's do a little spin here. Hey, just maneuver their shoulders.
Let's go.
But that's what I did, too. I like, felt kind of guilty at first because I was like, oh, I feel like I'm, like, blocking so many people's view.
I hate being that person.
But then when I was up and I was looking, so many people were on everyone's shoulders, mm-hmm. and everyone, and it was almost like this exclusive club. Everyone is. Up on the shoulders, just looking at each other, being like, yeah.
I get you. I get yeah. you. We're on the same page.
We have like a perfect view.
Are you seeing what I'm seeing?
There's just like two people who have like double VIP and they're on somebody else's yes. shoulders. And then they fall down and just hurt you guys all the VIPs next to them.
There's like a pyramid in the front. Oh my god. No, it was epic. It was honestly the best night ever. But then in the back of my head, when Tame Impala was over, I was like, oh, I wonder how Billy feels. Like, even though I didn't see her set at all, I'm like, oh, I hope she had a good night. Like,
yeah. And well, then, now we know.
Yeah. Then seems seeing like you have the documentary. A really
empathic connection with Billy.
I really, especially on Molly, like everything's kind of more. You
don't
know.
Have much of a choice but to yeah. have an empathic connection with her.
I already like feel. I don't want to be that person where I'm like, I'm an empath. Like,
oh, I'm fully
Shane
that person,
Dawson
though.
Type of shit. But like, I really do have that intuition with people, like energy and stuff. But yeah. when I'm on Molly, it goes to a completely different dimension. And it's really kind of terrifying. That's why I don't do it really that much.
And Sarah's on Molly. She just is Billie Eilish.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I really try to channel it. And I really
channel
just.
Channel Billie Eilish. Like,
no, but then when I was on Molly, when I was at. Tame Impala's set, and it was just all great vibes. The colors were amazing. Everyone's just like, yeah. People were like taking their tops off. I felt like I was in the 70s again.
Okay. Oh, do you have something to tell me?
They're just like, why is Billie Eilish in the audience right now?
Right.
What is going on?
Oh my God. And then what was so crazy in the documentary too was she was having a horrible time after her set because of her boyfriend being a dumbass. And then she got to meet Justin Bieber. Instead.
I remember when that video came out on Twitter and just seeing that in full body sobbing. That is the most beautiful piece of history I have ever seen. I want it framed every single like shot of that video. I just want it in a nice picture frame.
I've never seen the part where she was just literally like shaking, sobbing, and he's like petting her head.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I always watched it up until they hug and then the video ended. But like, that was a moment.
She was like sobbing, yeah. like shaking in his arms. And he's just like, that was the cutest. I started crying watching that.
Oh, me too.
I cannot imagine what that felt like. For context, they were at Ariana Grande's set. I think, mm-hmm. was that the second weekend? That was the first weekend.
Well, she did it both times.
No, when she met Justin.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think that was the first weekend, yeah, it was. Right? And they were watching Ariana Grande set in the VIP section. And then just all of a sudden, she looks over to her right. And it's just JB standing there in a mask, just looking at her.
Also the mask. I noticed like multiple times, like Justin Bieber and Bieber and Bieber. were wearing masks like way ahead of COVID, like on planes, on everything. I was like, I wonder if they do that to protect their voice.
I feel like it's
just to protect them in general. But I was like.
Just not get recognized, I feel like.
I'm sure. And I know for Coachella, too, it's to keep the dust out so that they don't get as sick. Because I got destroyed after Coachella.
I get sick every Coachella from how gross it is.
Yeah, the dust is insane. But he was on that shit before everyone. He was always wearing the mask.
She has, like, masks as her merch.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's so, she had the really
and she,
cool
ones. Every Rena Grande look, she was wearing masks. And I was like. Wait, this was before COVID, though. Wait, what?
Yeah, accidentally manifesting COVID. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, artists did that. Boy. I'm thinking about that now. Ariana Grande sold so many masks.
With
throughout.
The moon.
Yeah,
honestly, and I think it comes from, I could be wrong, but I think it comes from Japanese culture.
Yeah.
Right,
I think
yeah.
culture, but I think it was specifically in Japan, like, well, not just Japan, actually South Korea, too. Like, a lot of the K-pop stuff, they all, like, a lot of those people have masks. So I'm sure, like, when they travel to those countries, it probably impacted them a little bit.
When I went to Korea before Corona even happened, everyone was wearing masks on the street.
That's like very, and I'm sure from now on here, like people will be just wearing them even when it's not.
Oh yeah,
I definitely will. I like it. Yeah. Like I like going
I think
on public.
I'm sick, like even with a common cold. I'm
Me
like,
either.
Wow, this
Why weren't we wearing masks when we had colds the entire time? Just
and
to be nice.
You can just walk out of the house and just not even worry about what you look like anymore either because everything's covered. You're only seeing your eyes.
Exactly.
So it's great if you have a zit that you want to cover while going to the grocery store.
you can only do your eye makeup. You don't have to worry about.
You guys are just huge pro maskers.
I am. I guess so. I really am. Like, it's, I love,
very
masks.
Useful.
It has nothing to do with Corona. You're just pro mask for life.
Yeah, seriously. I think so. Come on, Texas governor.
Oh my God.
Seriously. Fuck him, bro.
I can't believe that's a thing.
What a clown. But yeah, so that was a crazy documentary.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that we missed in that documentary?
No, I think we.
I'm just so, first of all, I'm just so happy that she realized that she's worth so much more than that fucker. Because
mm-hmm.
that guy sucked. Mm-hmm. And he did not even realize how amazing she was. She said in the documentary, she was like, how can someone just not miss me?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah.
That energy.
She was like, how can the guy that I'm talking to just not even care?
At all.
Or I just, love that part.
Me too.
Like, she's just very transparent, and, like, I think, I don't know, one of you, like, mentioned earlier just the vulnerability of, like, songwriting, and there was the scene when one of her songs that's, like, basically a suicide note, like, her mom's like, Billy, yeah. are you really gonna put this out? And she's like, I'd rather write a song about it than do it, and, like, just was so open, and, like, even with cameras on and stuff, just, like, yeah, if I wasn't writing this, I'd probably do it, so yeah, I'm gonna put this out.
Yeah.
I'm just like, hey.
She's just so full, not full of herself.
She's so full of herself!
She's so sure of herself. Like, sure of, she's so fucking full of herself, wanting to die.
So, to summarize everything from the documentary, she's just so full of herself.
How could she do that to her fans? No, but she's so sure of herself. Yeah. And, like, she just wants to put it all out there, because she knows that other people can relate, too. And especially when the whole Justin Bieber thing was happening, when he was, like, holding her. It was really cool to see them in the car ride after that. And then Phineas being like, see, you know exactly how your fans feel yeah. at meet and greets.
I got chills when I watched that, too. Because, like, you could tell that was a moment for her to be like, holy shit, people feel like this when they meet me? Like, that's
yeah.
so crazy.
And then, oh, my God, when she got home and she couldn't stop listening to his music, yeah, and so she was just blasting, like, I'm overboard.
I was jamming out during that part.
And I need your love. Oh, my God, she just could not stop. And then the mom came in and, like, gave her a hug while she was just singing Justin Bieber. That was so beautiful. Yeah. I got so emotional because I'm like, that would be like if Harry Styles came up to me and was just looking at me. And I'm
just like, hey.
I would do the same thing. Dude, yeah, I would sob in his arms like a little baby. That's the most beautiful, like, spiritual full circle moment for her.
Mm-hmm.
And then he wanted to, like, hop on her song.
Unreal.
That's the coolest thing to happen to anyone. And I'm just so happy for her. I was noticing myself smiling like a little doofus while watching this documentary. Like, I was smiling so big that entire time.
Yeah.
Like, you really don't use the word doofus.
Dude.
You should. That was phenomenal usage.
Thank you for throwing that out there.
You're welcome. It's just the truth. Like, I just felt like such a little doofus dweeb.
Just
like,
a little doofus,
I was literally,
dweeb.
I was watching it like this.
Ah.
And with, like, a light tear coming down my face, just like,
two thumbs up.
God. Yeah. I was holding my iPad, but yeah.
Yeah, that too.
I was trying to hold my iPad. That too.
Just reacting.
She, like, starts to not like it.
I'm like, whenever Q comes up, Q comes on the screen, I'm like, and then she, like, talks her shit. I'm like, okay. Yes.
It's gonna be really hard with the iPad just, like, changing directions.
Yeah.
You're just going up and down. You can't even see it.
Turning up and down the brightness on my screen. Oh my God. But yes, such a good doc. If you guys haven't watched it yet,
what was the doc?
Watch it. It's called
it was a joke, I think.
Oh, well, it's called The World's a Little Blurry. It's on Apple TV. I had to, like, make an account. It's worth it.
If you can't tell, we just watched the One Direction documentary recently.
You did?
No, I'm kidding. Oh. We've been talking about Billie Eilish, so it's a joke.
When you said that, I was like, fuck, I should, like, watch that again.
Yeah. Oh, I might. I think I'm going to choose violence. All right, so we are going to end this with fan questions. We have some printed out by our lovely Jenna, who is now
whoop
in the corner.
Whoop.
Sarah, go first. Let's hear it.
So, serotonin, bro.
Whoa.
I know.
Bro.
Bro.
Cheers.
Lay on words.
Serotonin, bro.
It's spelled Sarah, like my name's Serotonin Bro. Serotonin so Bro.
Serotonin Bro.
Serotonin Bro. She says, or he, or they, but they said High School Musical or Camp Rock.
Why would anyone watch High School Musical when you could just watch 17 again?
Like, what are you even talking about? They're completely different things.
No, they're both Zac Efron. Zac Efron playing basketball, and I choose 17 again.
But does he sing?
Is there a great soundtrack?
Actually, he doesn't sing in the first High School Musical. It's a different vocal.
It was what's his
fucking Drew Seeley. Oh, I always forget that.
Another Cinderella story with Selena Gomez.
Was Zac Efron in that one?
Nope.
I didn't see it.
Period. Jordan only watches things with Zac Efron in it.
17 Again is a classic because it's just highlighting Zac Efron's talent. Whereas High School Musical is like everyone.
I can't tell you the last time I saw 17.
It's such an amazing concept, too.
The mom making out with the high schooler, I guess, is pretty weird.
Yeah, that was strange. That was strange. Very weird. But knowing that that's like actually the well, that's a little controversial. Actually, yeah, what? But Zac Efron at that time was like 20 something.
Yeah,
so
he was
like, yeah.
But he's playing a 17 year old kissing a mother.
Yeah, that's strange.
She was cool with it.
There was consent. And he was actually the dad trapped.
This man question is now remember just it. Absolutely ripping apart 17 again.
I know.
How did we get here?
What was the other one? It was High School Musical or
Camp Rock.
I didn't see that.
What?
What? Camp Rock is so
Camp
iconic.
Camp Rock is how I fell in love with the Jonas Brothers.
Mm.
Oh, that's a joke.
So it's a Jonas Brothers movie?
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
What?
Well, I was just imagining like a movie about people who were camping on a rock. And it was
stop!
Like,
you know what?
And we can't even get the tent in here because the ground is, it's a rock.
No, bro. It's like Camp Rock, like rock and roll. Man.
All right. You have some Camp homework tonight. Yeah, you need to go home.
One, two. Is there a third Camp Rock?
No.
There's
one and two.
There's
one
and two. Jack Black's School of Rock?
No.
No.
We're talking about Camp
You're
Rock.
You're so old.
Ew, Jordan.
You're so old.
I love 17 again.
Yeah. We can tell.
No, go home, get high, watch Camp Rock. That's how Demi Lovato got her start, by the way. So
I'm
iconic.
So upset that you have not seen that. Like, I feel like you're joking. I don't want to believe that you haven't seen it. Hmm. What were you doing those years that it was
Joe Jonas? Once.
No, you were hooking up with Joe Jonas. Every
time he came to my birthday.
He doesn't know which Jonas brother it was.
It was one of them. But we
what?
Mm-hmm. I have a picture of it.
You can say that, but I've never seen
it. Did he have curly hair?
No.
I think it was Joe.
You're telling me a Jonas brother went to your birthday party and you don't know which Jonas brother
it
was?
I tweeted today a picture of me.
We met like the week before watching football. And then the next week I was like, yo, my birthday is next week. And he was like, all right, cool, I'll come back.
It would so be Joe. I feel like he would do that.
That is so Joe.
That is such a Joe thing to do.
I saw him again. After that, we had a great time.
Well, probably because you didn't even know who he was or watched Camp Rock.
He was probably calling him Kevin all night.
Yeah.
All I knew was that it was a weird dude who just like loved camping on rocks.
Right. Well, there you go.
That is what he's known for.
Yes.
I would have to say that's really hard because High School Musical was like my childhood.
The same question.
I don't know. That's a really toughie.
I don't know. High School Musical all the way. I love them both for different reasons, but High School Musical was just so iconic.
Yeah.
And will never not be iconic. I mean, same with Camp Rock, but High School Musical, dude.
Yeah.
I had the High School Musical backpacks, the pajamas, the just scrunchies and everything. I was a fanatic and I let everyone know.
I had the High School Musical folder. For my sixth grade
me too.
Class. Yep.
Dude,
older.
I remember in third grade before school started, I wanted to get a High School Musical backpack.
Stop!
What?
My good friend.
Jordan. Yeah. Oh my God.
I think he even gave me those things under my eyes to watch football. He was like, here you go, bro.
Wait, I need to do this.
Yeah.
Just the casual caption, football with Joe.
That's how it was.
Just chilling.
It was really 50-50 on whether I got the name right, though.
Wow. Right?
Football with Joe. Doesn't even care about him.
Just hanging with Kevin.
Cool guy.
What a beautiful picture, though.
Yeah, yeah, Joe looks... So do you. You both look amazing. That's a beautiful picture, Joe.
I know.
I'm going to Photoshop me in that picture. You can insert it here.
Wow. I'll send that to you. I want to frame that. Jordan, I might have to cut you out of it just because I'm mad at you about this whole thing, but fuck, Joe.
Can we take that picture, cut Jordan out, put it back here?
Yes.
Or just the one of my face. Yes.
Or we just put the picture of Jordan in the corner.
No.
Have I met them? No.
I met Nick.
I have some experiences. I can save the story.
But I want to hear it.
Nice. They're all very nice. I have no bad experiences. Demi Lovato on the other hand.
Oh, yeah. I've heard
the Camp Rock 2.
Wait.
The Camp Rock 2 tour.
Can we go in on this next episode?
Yeah.
We have to.
Like a solid chunk of time.
I was on a boat with them.
What?
They like did the radio station promotional thing.
Yeah, it was called Camp Boat.
Nope.
Camp Boat.
Camp Nautical.
Jordan.
Camp Yacht. Camp Yacht. Sweet Life on Deck. Period.
Thank you.
Dude.
Now we're talking.
So Sweet Life on Deck or Camp Yacht. I'm following that to the grave. I'm going to say High School Musical.
Okay. Well, I agree with you, so.
I'm putting y'all on the structure now. The tables have turned.
Wow, I can't wait to hear about the boat.
17 again.
17 again, period.
I'll go 17.
My name is Jordan and I love 17 again.
I get that, though.
An autobiography.
I'm going to watch that tonight, actually. It's a great
movie. Is it on Netflix?
I think so, actually.
It's just on everywhere you want it to be.
Exactly.
Like the click
it's
remote.
It's on every streaming
you just
platform.
Grab any remote and turn it on. And again.
Exactly.
That's my impact. Out there, like, you feel Billy, I feel Zach.
I get it. I get it.
He was so nervous for his last show.
Oh my God.
Zach Efron's last show.
Remember the High School Musical tour?
High School Musical tour.
What is his latest project?
Bet
what is he working
on?
He's on like a, I think he got sold to like the Discovery Channel or something.
Oh, wait, that's I watched that, but I didn't like it.
I heard it was not that good.
It was not. It had so much potential.
That's right.
I never saw that though. I watched the Ted Bundy doc, and then I was like, now I kind of want to watch the movie.
I haven't watched that either.
Zac Efron is the new James Franco.
Can we all get together and watch the Ted Bundy movie with Zac Efron?
I've never seen 17
again.
Yes!
I know. If he lets us watch it, he's going to put on 17 again.
Let's have a Zac Efron night.
So.
Period.
A Zac Efron night here.
I'm down. Let's
do it.
Zac, if you're out there and you want to come.
Please. He didn't even come to the High School Musical reunion that they had a year ago.
What the fuck was that ego about?
Like,
why?
Everyone else was there. Vanessa Hudgens was there. Ashley Tisdale was there.
But Zach was just too busy.
I have a movie to do.
Shut
up. It's like, would Harry Styles ever do that?
Yeah. Actually, I don't know.
We're not sure yet.
Yeah.
He hasn't so far. I mean, none of them. I don't know.
It's like Beyonce would never leave Destiny's Child.
Yeah. Well, they did come during the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Oh, they did?
So Beyonce is still
Destiny's
humble.
Child came back Kelly for Rowland's Coachella, too.
That's right. That's right.
That was a moment in my life. Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
High School Musical is the answer.
Musical is the answer. Okay. Childhood celeb crush versus current celeb crush. Zac Efron is not an answer.
All right.
All right.
Is that in the question?
Yeah, in parentheses. Well, shit. Definitely, like, childhood.
Sarah, I knew yours already. You went JB to Harry Styles. Like, right. It's not that hard.
Right. No, I know. But what was it before that even? I think my first actual crush was Joe Jonas, and then it went to Justin Bieber, and then it went to Harry.
I really think mine might have been Justin Bieber. I did not pay attention to the Jonas Brothers when I was little because I felt like I was going behind Miley's back because I was like, boys are gross and I should only support Miley.
Well, I was so the opposite. When Joe Jonas and Taylor Swift broke up, I threw my feminism out the window.
Right!
So Team Joe, it hurt. And then like I grew up a little bit and was like, maybe I shouldn't have drawn a mustache on that Taylor Swift poster.
But
like, you know, like
right.
The unibrow, and like I was like, Joe is better than you anyway.
I mean,
but like,
I don't know. What do you
honestly,
what?
He like broke up
Taylor?
With her over the phone or something like that. And she like did this whole bit where she like made a video with like a Joe Jonas doll and was like had a phone and like it was just trying to make him look really bad, which to be fair, that's you should not break up with someone over the phone in 20
That was I forgot about
but
that.
She like and like went on with like drop that song and
talk
about
Nick
it on
or Joe?
Ellen. Joe.
Joe. Yeah, we talked about this, I think, at the football game.
Oh, but for the Joe love of God. Also dated so many girls. So many. I watched this YouTube video of just going through the timeline of all of the women that Joe dated in his time of fame. And it was literally a girl, different girl every 2 months.
Yeah. The first time I met them, Joe, like, it was just like outside of their hotel or whatever. But Joe was like at lunch with Ashley Green.
I remember that.
I do too. Yeah.
The height of Twilight.
The height
too.
Of Twilight. And wow. I was just talking this morning about Camilla Bell being in the Love Bug music video because he was dating Camilla Bell.
That's
like A-list actress. And
Camila
like,
Cabello.
Yeah.
That's honestly what I thought you said at first. I was like, wait, Camilla hold Bell. The fuck up.
Girl
what?
From the Love Bug video. Yeah. Joe was dating her.
I don't even think I knew that.
He had like A-listers his whole career.
I'm telling you, I did not pay months. Attention to him at first.
He was such a little womanizer because he was
just smiling.
He was like,
what the hell
player.
Is that? That yeah. was crazy.
Ethan, what's your evolution?
I really think it's JB. Justin Bieber and then Justin Timberlake, Harry Styles.
Right.
I like to stay with the Justins, clearly.
Right, yeah.
And gravitate towards them.
J's.
And then who now?
I mean, it's like Justin Timberlake, Harry Styles right
so
now.
So everybody's just on the Harry Styles train.
Now. I yeah, think yeah. so. I mean, how can you not be?
How can you not? He's an icon.
Honestly, I don't know how somebody can not be.
My incredible. First crush was Phil of the Future.
Yes!
I have a vivid memory. Like, he would... Ricky Ullman was his name, and then he like dropped off the Disney Channel and made that weird video that like was the first ever like canceling of someone.
Right.
He made a video of, like talking about drugs. It was like, how the fuck did we get all this coke? And it was like super weird.
What?
With Whoa. His friends, and his name became like Raviv Ullman, and he like dropped his whole Disney Channel personality.
How did I not know any of this?
Dude, I remember that. And have you seen him now?
I haven't, not in like a while.
I follow him on Instagram.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he did like a photo shoot a couple years ago of him in a dress. Like he did it before Harry. Wow. It was like him in a dress with like makeup. It was very artsy. He's like such an artsy guy.
Yeah.
Did he do it on Vogue?
That's true. He didn't.
The real question here.
He didn't. He like goes to Burning Man and shit. Yeah. Like he's like one of those. But oh my God, you're so right. Phil of the Future was
Phil of the Future, like
he was so fine. Oh my God, that's so true. I totally forgot.
I'm really trying to think of who it was before Justin Bieber. Still, like, who is my Phil of the Future? But I don't know.
I think Justin Bieber unlocked that. Like,
yeah. Wow. Oh shit.
Crushes on boys.
Yeah, guys are cute.
Sexuality.
Crushes on cartoons.
Oh, Danny Phantom. Yeah. Go Diego, go.
Oh yeah. Oh, he was so cute.
Rugrats.
Well, they're babies, bro.
That's, I didn't think of any cartoons.
He meant the all grown up one.
Yeah, Chucky for sure. Chucky was hot.
I'm trying to remember cartoons now, and they're just all slipping my brain. I'm like, what's a cartoon?
Dill and Phil. No, but the mom, Dill and Phil's mom, like the woman that looked like she was in a Barb. Was that her name, Barb?
Isn't that your mom's name?
That she looks exactly like my mom. Her name's Barb. God. We'll put a picture right here because it's just that's my mom.
Just a picture of your mom.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I will show you my mother now. Here she is. This is give it up mom. For Barb.
We love
in the middle
Barb.
Of us now.
Okay, but this is actually Barb in cartoon form. It's so freaky. But anyway,
we got through two.
Yes! Woo!
Guys, good. We're gonna once again a structure. It's coming.
It's coming.
To a fucking theater nowhere near us.
Thank you guys so much for watching Cheers Brothers podcast. Yes. We're gonna cheers one last time.
Yep, getting my lemonade back out.
My Red Bull.
Here we go.
Hey, cheers, brother.
Cheers, brother.
Woo!
Bear with us. All right, we'll see you next week when we talk about Joe Jonas on a boat.
Yeah.
I guess. Here we go. Camp yacht. And also just a friendly reminder, you can listen to the audio versions of this every Friday, and then the video versions are going to come out on Sunday on YouTube. So don't forget that. I need you to be thinking about that every second of your life from here on out.
Yep. Hey, don't you leave yet.
We have to remind you of something. You guys have to follow us on the Stereo app because, once again, we are going to be talking on it 3 times a week as an after party from this and just to catch up with you guys on what else is going in our lives throughout the week. And it's very fun and you can engage with us directly and be a part of the conversation.
Yeah.
Send us some voice memos, some chats, and it's just going to be a fun, interactive little thing.
Stereo.com/cheersbrother.
We'll see you there.
See you there.